Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we're studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Daled, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah continues in a contrasting fashion from the content discussed in the past Mishnah with regards to selling a field. In contrast to the past Mishnah, if there's a stone that was not yet put in preparation to a place for a wall, to construct a wall, lo asakanim shemakarim she'ena letzarcha, and also reeds not used to support grapes in a vineyard, lo asatvua she'tvu shemena karka, and not grain, which is detached from the ground. If it's already harvested, it's not considered part of the field. Those are not considered part of the sale. However, b'zman she'amar lo hi b'chol ma'aseh b'tocha, harei kula mechuvar. Somebody stipulates in the actual wording of the deal that the field and anything inside of it, these all would be considered sold. Benkach u benkach, in either case, lo machar es mechtsas akanim shebeis rova. In either way, we're not selling him the clump of reeds which covers an area of a quarter cup, because that is its own entity. Lo es shemeir shehasuya b'tit, and not a watchman's a quarter. Not a place for a watchman that's actually made with cement, because that's considered to be its own entity as well. Velo asa charuv morkav, and not a grafted carob tree. Velo asa sadan hashibcha, not a cropped sycamore tree, because all of those have maintained their own status and are as if they're independent entities. Velo asa bor, not a pit. Velo asa gas, not a wine press. Velo asa sholach, not a dovecote. Ben charevim, ben yeshuvim. Whether they're being used or whether they're not being used. Because all of these different items, for one reason or another, each are considered their own entity, their own shus, and they wouldn't be included in the sale of the field. In addition, he must buy back. Rabbi Akiva. Even though the pit, wine press, and dovecote remain in the person's rishus, and the seller's rishus, he still has to be able to access all of them, and therefore he has to buy a right away. He doesn't have to. Their opinion is that if the seller doesn't want to include or keep out of the sale rite of passage, then he gives it up. When Rabbi Akiva would agree to the Chachamim if he says, except for these, if they sold it to somebody else, Rabbi Akiva would say that he doesn't have to take back a derech. Chacham would say that they need to keep a derech. Medavar Maburim, Bamocher. Abubinosi Matana, Nosenes Kula. This case, we're talking about when somebody sells it, but if a person's giving it as a gift, we assume there's extra generosity. Achim Shachoku, if two brothers, or a few multiple brothers, split an inheritance, Zachu Basadeh, whichever brother gets the field, Zachu Bakulan. He actually acquires everything that's inside of the field. Even a prit, dovecote, wine press, other things that we otherwise wouldn't be giving out, given out in a regular sale. Another case that's different, a machzik v'nechzei ger. If somebody acquires or takes possession of something from the state of a ger, hachzik basadeh, hachzik v'kulam. If they get the field, they get everything. And this is because when a ger without any other relatives dies, then their possessions become hefker. So anybody who's who is machzik on the field is going to get everything inside of it. Hamakdish es sadeh. If somebody makes their sadeh, their field, hektish, hektish es kulam, then all the other items, the sycamore tree, carob tree, etc., all become hektish as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says hamakdish es sadeh lo hektish el charev morkav vesa sedan shikma. He argues and he says that actually the only things that are made hektish are the grafted carob tree and the cropped sycamore tree. Those are the ones that are matured and they're farther along in their process, and they're producing extra yield for the owner. So those things were the ones that actually become hekdesh. Everything else is not necessary. That wouldn't necessarily be the case. That's the end of the fourth parak. The fifth parak, is similar to the fourth parak, is going to discuss items that are included in a sale without specified details, and we're going to veer into metalto, to movable property, whereas before we were talking about a field, an olive press, etc. The first mishnah discusses a sale of a ship. Hamocher as a sfina, macher as a toren. He's sold the mast. Somebody sells a ship, they sell the mast, vesa nes and the sail, vesa ugin and the anchor, ves koaman higinosa, and all of the oars that are used to drive the ship. Avlo macher as avadim, he hasn't sold the slaves, velo as a martzufin and not the cargo sacks, velo as a antiki and not the actual cargo. Bismancha amrlo he vchomash abetocha, harehe kula mechur. Just like we've seen in the past. When they stipulate it and everything inside of it, then even objects that would otherwise not be considered part of a deal become part of a deal. Machar asakarna, somebody sells a wagon. Lo machar asaprados, he's not considered to have sold the mules. Machar asaprados, if he's considered to have sold the mules, lo machar asakarna, he's not considered to have sold the wagon. And this is the case even if the mules are attached to the wagon. Machar as a tzemet, if somebody sells a yoke, lo machar as a bakar, it's not considered to have sold the oxen. Machar as a bakar, lo machar as a tzemet. And likewise, if somebody sells an oxen, he's not considered to have sold the yoke. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, hadamim modiin. The price should tell us. It shouldn't just be a general rule. Ketzad, how is this? Omer lo machor li tzimidachav masayim zuz. If he says, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, it's clear that the value is not 200 zuz. So obviously he's selling, he's including in the sale the actual oxen. Say, argue on a Rehuda and say, no, you can't do that. Price is a price, and just because it's valuable enough to one person to sell it, even potentially an exorbitant price, it doesn't indicate that the bakar, the oxen, should be included with the yoke. And this is the boundaries here is an extra sixth of a value is the general rule where there's a cutoff. If something's more than a sixth of a value, that's not kosher. That's a violation of onah, and therefore we would assume that since a person is hoped to be a good person, they're going to keep all the various nuances of halacha of business. And if they're overcharging by more than a sixth, it must be that they're overcharging. They're not overcharging, if they're including the bakar and the chamzeh, that's not necessarily the case.